Investment flash.
Iran bombs, stocks buy. But here's the thing, buddy. Oil's up 3% last session, the S&P is 2% from a record, and the VIX is sitting at 16. That gap, it can't last.
Welcome to Investment Flash, New York edition, for Thursday, July 9th. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. All right, let's get into it.
Morning. So Tom, your oil buy from yesterday, up another 3%. That's two for two.
Yeah. The U.S. oil fund, USO, jumped 3% last session. And energy stocks, Exxon up 1.8, Chevron up 1.1. We were all over that Strait of Hormuz call.
Hold on. I'm going to push back here. The VIX is at 16. That's not wartime pricing. The S&P is almost at a record. You're telling me the energy sector is pricing in a windfall while the broad market is treating this as a contained skirmish? That divergence can't go on.
Exactly. That's exactly what...
That's the whole story.
The VIX at 16 is a joke. Meanwhile, oil's still 27% below its 52-week high. The market's not pricing a prolonged disruption.
Which is why I'm still buying the energy trade. Exxon at 13 times forward earnings, Chevron at 14. These are cheap, even if oil pulls back.
Cheap? Maybe. But if this is a temporary spike, energy stocks will get crushed when de-escalation comes. Trump says negotiations are underway. He could flip on a tweet.
Yeah, look, the bear case is real. If a ceasefire drops, crude tumbles, and that long energy trade unwinds fast. Watch for a White House signal.
Yeah, but until then, the path of least resistance is up. And here's the thing, we haven't even seen safe haven flows. Gold was down 0.8%. If risk-off returns, you want gold and oil.
That's the trade. Own energy, hedge with gold and volatility. Not just long oil, but actually hedge. The market's too complacent.
Right, so buying volatility while it's low, that's like buying insurance before the house catches fire. Revolutionary stuff.
Ah, fair enough. But seriously, the VIX at 16 is, it's absurd given the strikes.
All right. Let's move to a non-consensus call. FT says China tech stocks could be a hedge against U.S. tech. KWEB is down 26% year-to-date, while the U.S. tech ETF is up 26. Diversification argument.
I saw that, and KWEB jumped 3.5% last session. But Marie, I mean, China with all the regulatory risk? I don't know.
Tom, that's the point. It's a hedge precisely because it's uncorrelated. You're not buying China for growth. You're buying it as insurance if US tech's 33 times trailing earnings bubble bursts.
Okay, sure. But did you see that Luxshare IPO in Hong Kong? Fell on arrival. China's not out of the woods.
Wait a second. That IPO is a separate story. The hedge thesis is about portfolio construction, not a bet on China reopening. The FT's argument is that U.S. and China tech have different risk drivers, regulatory, geopolitical. It's a diversification play.
And with KWEB down 39% from its high, the valuation buffer is there. I'm not saying go all in, but a small allocation makes sense.
All right, fair enough. A small hedge. I'll keep it on the radar.
Meanwhile, in rare earths, the FT reports China's export ban is squeezing foreign rivals. The rare earths ETF, REMEX, fell 1.7% last session, but it's down 29% from the high. Gerald, your thoughts?
This is a supply squeeze story. If non-China manufacturers can't get rare earths, those miners outside China, REMEX, will benefit. The pullback might be an entry.
I like it. And the Japan ETF, EWJ, faces headwinds. Only 5% below its high, vulnerable if input costs spike. Sell Japan, buy rare earths.
But hold on. The ban could also accelerate substitution. Remember, just today, we saw the silver to copper switch in solar. What if rare earths get substituted too?
Fair point. But substitution takes years. In the short term, the ban bites. I'm watching it.
Speaking of substitution, Bloomberg reports China's biggest solar firm is swapping silver for copper. Silver's down nearly 20% year-to-date, near lows. That's a headwind.
Yeah, the silver ETF fell 3% last session, but copper is near its high. So hold silver, maybe hold copper. Not a trade to chase.
And the uranium trade, Australia selling to India. The uranium ETF is down 9.6% year to date, but Cameco at 50 times forward earnings. That's a uranium miner, not a tech stock.
Fair point. Stick to the ETF.
Or just watch from the sidelines. India deal is long term.
But the demand driver is real. If India starts building reactors, that's a new floor under uranium. Speculative, but I'll take a nibble.
Quick hits. Bank of Korea signaling a rate hike. South Korea ETF up 79% year to date. The leveraged version up 165%. A rate shock could reverse those hard.
And this is the missing macro angle. If oil stays elevated, EM central banks tighten. The BOK is just the first. That'll hit credit spreads before equities.
So watch South Korea, but also be careful on EM broadly.
Data center crunch. Blackstone's QTS seeking a $2 billion loan. Digital Realty at 61 times forward earnings. Equinix at 53. That's pricing in perfection. And there's a transformer shortage delaying builds.
Right, so the AI growth story is great. But if you can't plug in the servers, those multiples don't hold. I'd rather own utilities, XLU. Cheap at 0.7 times book. Up 5% year to date with no fanfare.
Tom, that's the point. The bottleneck means revenue gets delayed, earnings miss, and high multiple stocks get hammered. Fade the data center REITs.
All right. I'll hold my Digital Realty, but I'm not adding.
Boutique banks. Evercore down 4.6% last session. Lazard down 2.3%. The FT says they're spending over 60% of revenue on Star Banker Pay.
Sell the boutiques.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
And we called Evercore yesterday. Moelis down 7.5% in one session. It's structural.
It's not often I get to say, I told you so, but, well, I told you so.
Don't gloat, but it's a structural issue.
Then there's Burry, long DraftKings and Flutter. DraftKings down 24% year to date, Flutter down 49%. He's betting regulation chokes prediction markets and benefits sportsbooks.
Regulatory bets are dangerous. If the policy doesn't go their way, these stocks are dead money. But Burry's track record.
Hold on, I'm going to push back. Regulation is slow. The thesis might play out over years. In the meantime, these stocks are bleeding.
Yeah, but if it works, you're in near the bottom. DraftKings 44% below its high. Contrarian upside.
I'll hold off. Not my style.
Mergers and acquisitions rejection. Hugo Boss tells shareholders to reject Fraser's bid. The deal's dead. Fraser's down 4% in a week, short on disappointment.
That's my beat. European mergers and acquisitions failing. The premium vanishes. Hugo Boss will probably drift.
All right, quick agree moment on the big picture.
The gap can't last.
Convergence trade. Now.
And watch for de-escalation. That's the counter-argument. A White House signal flips it all.
Also remember, none of this is investment advice. Just our views.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time. See you then.